First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
That is not a valid mailbox number. Please try again. That is not a valid mailbox number. Bye.
What? 8819, I was typing. 8819, 8819. Fuck. It's been converted. Let's see.
You have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and dial again.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. What happened to Joe's mailbox?
This is evil.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and dial again. Nothing.
No reason to be in the deeps of despair just because of a cat. If I get another cat, maybe I'll be able to forget her. What's that? Oh, there's a cat now. Yes, it's sitting on top of the table. Black cat, huh? That's strange. I've been staring at that table for 5 minutes. I could swear there was no cat on it. Anyway, where did you come from, huh? Oh, you're a beautiful cat, yes. You're just as black as Pluto, yeah, except you got a splotch of white on your chest, yeah. That's right, yeah. Oh, yes, come sit on my lap, huh? Oh, yeah. Kitty, kitty, yes, you're a nice kitty. You're a nice cat.
Yeah.
I like...
Here you are, sir.
Where did this cat come from?
Cat? Oh, yeah. A big one, isn't he? I don't know where it came from, or how it got in, either, for that matter. Never seen it around here before.
Do you know who it belongs to?
No. No, as far as I'm concerned, it belongs to you if you want it. Can't keep it here. My wife doesn't like cats, especially black ones.
Thank you.
thud. Well,
My young homosexual brother, seething with hormonal secretions resulting in excessive body hair growth, especially in the genital region and the crack of the smelly buttocks. How be ye?
Well, the modest goal over the next 2 years and by 50% over the next 10 years. An important part of the Bush program, of course, is the
Bush program
as a source. Bring pressure on top
as a source. Fight the Bush as a source. Remember that. If you're gonna fight the Bush, fight it at the source. What's that? Crack down. That's a good instruction.
Over national radio?
No, I don't think so. Fight the Bush, crack down, not over national radio.
By now, in Bogota, Colombia, is the editor of Well Friends, the newspaper, Juan Carlos Pastrana.
Pastrami. Yeah, I can have some pastrami on my Bush down crack.
Okay. An important part of the Bush program, of course, is the Bush program.
Fight
the Bush
at the source. Fight Bush at the source. Remember that. Fight the Bush, crack down, not over national radio.
Standing by now in Bogota, Colombia, is the editor of La Prensa newspaper, Juan Carlos Pastrana.
Pastrami. Yeah, I can have some pastrami on my Bush down crack. Okay,
fine now.
End of message.
Hello, Radio Shack. This is Bob. How may I help you?
This is Radio Shack. This is Graham. Can I help you?
No, it's Bob.
You're calling me.
No.
Oh, somebody's played an evil joke on us.
Ah.
What people will do is people who have conference call capability on their phones.
It's a sad world.
Huh?
It's a sick world. Okay.
They're the only puppies sick enough to do that.
Oh, I gotta run.
Okay, bye.
Hi, I'm not sure whose number this is. I might have the wrong number, but, you know, at any rate, I'd like to wish you a happy belated Halloween and a happy upcoming holiday season. I enjoy using this voicemail system, and I'm proud to share it with you. I have a mailbox on the system too, along with several other people, and we all have a good time here. So, hey, happy holiday season to you, and, you know, take care. You know, if you drive, don't drink. If you drink, don't drive. Whatever you do, stay off the damn highway. Okay, well, we'll talk to you later. We'll talk to you later. Thanks a lot. Have a good one. It's been fun. Ciao! My final message to my friends.
I'm sorry, I cannot deliver your message to... I'm sorry, I cannot deliver your message to...
Digitalk.
Going through all of them.
Your message sent.
Oh. Do I get to play the receipt?
2:43 p.m. Receipt for message...
Oh, God.
2:43 p.m. to...
The ultimate end of everything. Send it out.
The following users have not played your message.
Never underestimate the power of human stupidity. Lewis Shireman.
Mailbox 8106.
David.
Mailbox 8102.
Eris Project Activities Line. Bob Irwin. Jean Page.
Century Medallion Realty.
Fahad Adelaide.
CFC Recyclers.
Harry.
John Nerf. Bert Stevens.
Carol Kelly.
Century Medallion Office.
Felicia Britt.
Julie Blade.
Jerry.
My name.
Dr. Dude.
Hi, this is Steve.
George Brookoff.
Victor McDowell.
491.
This is Dick H.
Charisse P.
Mailbox 8994.
Jack Krebs.
Mailbox 8036. Mailbox 8037.
Booga booga booga.
Mailbox 8013.
My name is Igor.
Help put an end to lameness.
Tom, Barbara, and Denise.
Happy birthday, baby.
Sadie Box. Mailbox 80.
And now that you've had your little game, can we all go?
Go if you like. I'm not stopping you. I'm staying here.
Oh, come on. Now come.
Now come nothing. I'm really enjoying this. Live dangerously. That's my motto. Ah, Charlie, now unfasten the door.
But, sir...
Can't somebody stop
me? Malcolm, you've had your little joke, but enough is enough.
Enough hell. You, Charlie, do as I tell you. Now start letting that door down, but slowly. Very, very slowly.
Despite his reluctance, the old man did as he was told. He worked the machine with a deliberate and excruciating slowness, in which the outer edge of the door hadn't moved half 5 inches in as many minutes. The whole ridiculous charade had a kind of macabre thrill about it. It was a scene from Malcolm's horror film, played exclusively for our benefit. And then I saw her. The cat. I don't think the others noticed at first. They were too intent on watching the progress of that door. Even Rivers had ceased to chatter. In the far corner of the chamber, dark, untamable forces were gathering. Her green, baleful eyes shone like danger lamps, and as I peered at her, I could see that their color was heightened by the blood, which still smeared her coat and reddened her mouth. And still, slowly, inexorably, with the precision of an expert, the old man went on working that door. Even then, I wasn't sure what the animal intended to do, or even if she intended to do anything, until suddenly...
Oh, God,
old man, look what you've done.
I never meant to do that.
Charles, this is such a wonderful cat. Just since last week, it's made itself so much at home. Well, you'd think it had lived here always.
Yes, yes, I've noticed that.
It reminds me so much of Pluto.
Yes, but this one has a patch of white on its chest. Don't forget that.
Yes, that's right, dear. But I can't help wondering. I wonder whatever became of Pluto. He disappeared the day of the fire.
I know he disappeared. And well, maybe he knew the house was going to burn down.
Oh, see how it loves you. It's rubbing against your leg, just the way Pluto used to.
Pluto! Stop talking about Pluto!
Darling, I didn't mean anything. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, dear. I always talk about how much this new cat resembles Pluto. It just makes me even nervous. And look, actually, there's hardly any resemblance at all, really. And except that they're both black. This one has a white patch on its chest and...
Oh, the poor thing. Charles, look, his ear is torn.
Huh?
See?
What?
Here under the fur. Oh, I never noticed that before.
Neither did I.
Why, it's just the way Pluto's... I mean...
Go ahead, say it. It's torn, yes. Just the way Pluto's ear was torn when I kicked him, huh? That's it, isn't it?
Well, he must have been in a fight or something. But it's curious we didn't notice
curious,
it.
Curious, huh? You have no idea how curious it is. No idea. Get that cat out of my sight.
Charles, you're mad.
Get it out.
How can you act that way about a poor dumb animal?
Especially
one that loved you so much. Oh, now you've frightened it, dear.
Get away from me, you hear me?
The way you talk, anybody think you don't even like the poor cat.
Like it, huh? Like it. I hate it. I tell you, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Yes, in a short time, the cat had been with us. I had come to look upon it with unutterable loathing. Why, I don't know yet. The more I hated it, the more affectionate it acted toward me. Wherever I went, it followed. Whenever I sat down, it would spring upon my knees and cover me with its loathsome caresses, as if this were not enough, to white patch on its chest, which originally it had been very indefinite in shape, but gradually it assumed a very definite outline, yes, the unmistakable and ghastly shape of the gallows. A terrible engine of horror, of agony, and of death. I longed to destroy the beast, but I was prevented by an absolute, unreasonable dread. I was sure I was losing my mind.
I just wanted to add that through some fluke or freak, I believe I got a distribution list by accident. I believe that problem's going to be corrected. I just want to say that I've been on this 492 system for, well, almost two and a half years now. And I want to tell you that Jim, formerly of Accuphone, now of Digitalk, and John Rayner, that owns the system, they are the two best system operators you can have. I'd like just to give a big hand for the service and hopefully just take this opportunity of my fluke of having a distribution that lets you guys all know that this is a wonderful system, and I hope you'll continue to support it, and I plan to continue to support it, and I just appreciate the hard work that everyone has done all around. Also, happy holidays to y'all, huh? And drive safely. Well, thanks a lot. I'm sorry to trouble you, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
End of recording.
You realize that if John Denham takes it the wrong way and doesn't have a sense of humor about this, I may have destroyed 8103 here, so. But it was worth it to have a distribution to send it out to the hundreds of people finally as a final farewell when Jim's, 8819's gone, Sledgehammer is gone. Either he's off the system or he's being reinitialized, so that means my box is about to be reinitialized, which would be cool. I mean, I want a distribution and I'll be saved. So, let's hope nothing comes of this. I didn't know Johnny Everton was on the first time, and I played that, and you heard Johnny Everton went, fuck. I tried to avoid him. So I decided, well, as long as he heard it anyways, I might as well go full blast with it.
Joe, I'm not at home, or I might be at work. Leave me a message, or call me later.
Types. Dude! Wake up!
Fuck you. Hello, Jez, you say?
Yeah, Joe working?
No, he doesn't come in. Oh, wait, no, he's switched with Scott, so he's not coming in at all tonight, I guess.
Where is he?
I don't know. His car was outside earlier. He's probably being lazy. I guess he didn't get to sleep till about 5 or 6.
Why? Where was he?
I don't know.
Not
house.
Okay.
Who is this?
Bill.
Huh?
Bill.
Oh, how you doing, Bill?
Hey.
What weird thing are you talking through now?
Speakerphone.
Oh. Okay.
His mailbox is gone.
Oh, yeah?
It's gone.
Uh-oh.
It's, like, not there.
Oh.
Like, you dial the number and it says this number is out of order.
Okay, well, Maria has another call on the other line, okay? Okay?
Bye.
Bitch.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Your mailbox is now incomplete.
Who's this?
Bill.
Yeah, I know. I either want my own mailbox back, or I want my $30 back, and I'm not going to be on the system anymore.
Why'd he do that?
I don't know why. Everybody else was on there except mine. I've been on there for over 2 years, and...
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
You've been on there almost as long as me?
I've been on there for over 2 years, Bill.
I got mine in April of 88. When did you get yours?
I got mine in April or September of 88 or 87.
September of 88. I was on there before anyone else.
Well, I've had it for over 2 years, Bill, and I want to just say to,
And his box is full. You know what I did? I just did something real bad, though. Because I heard your...
Eventually, most people will believe it, and it...
Listen, I heard my box was... I heard that your box was gone.
It's completely obliterated. So it no longer exists.
So I figured Jim is redoing it, right?
Yeah.
So... I figured, fuck, I'm probably next. So I went ahead and made a huge, huge, huge distribution list to every mailbox on the system and just sent out a message. And I played, you ever played a receipt?
Yeah.
The receipt took 5 minutes to play. Played every name on the fucking system. And I tried to avoid sending anything to John, right?
Hey, do you know of...
Listen!
I gotta go, I gotta...
Listen to one thing.
Go ahead, quick.
You know John, you never know,
yeah.
The guy that actually owns the system.
Right.
I wanted to avoid sending him a message. I didn't want to tip him off that I had distribution, right? So I'm playing the receipt and there's all these names and all of a sudden he goes, John, you never... I'm like, fuck, somehow his number got in there. So he's got my message. So now he knows I've got distribution. The whole thing's blown apart. We're probably all going to lose our boxes. It's bullshit.
No. Well, if that happens, I will get my $30 back. I know.
We'll be on 236.
No, I don't want to be on any other system. I want my own number.
Well, that's how do you think I feel? I'm even more than you.
Yeah, okay, well, you're more than me, but I would like to either have my... Is there any way I can get my mailbox back, right? 8819.
Sure, I don't know. Jim must have deleted it. He must have been trying to recreate it, and instead he deleted it. And his box is full, so you can't leave him a message.
No, I left about 3 unpleasant messages to Joy.
To Joy. Why?
Why not? She talks to him. She's got his number.
Yeah.
I said, I just figured, hey, look, you know, I either want my own mailbox back or I want off the system and my $30 back. So, because I paid for 3 months about 2 weeks ago, and this is more than bullshit. It's unacceptable, and I'm not going
to
go...
Well, it's weird. I had a distribution list with your box in it, and I went to send it to you, and it goes, mailbox 8819 is not a valid mailbox number.
No. I've had it for over 2 years, and now this happens, and I don't understand why it has to happen. So, this might be it for me, and I'm sure he can send me a money order like I do to him of $30 for me, because... I think it's ridiculous.
There must be an end to everything.
Yeah.
Besides, it'll let you get time to go through your tapes.
Yeah. Anyway, I gotta get dressed and go over to this girl's house.
Ooh. New chick?
Some new chick before she goes to work at 4, so I gotta go.
You gonna have sex?
I'll talk to you later.
Are you gonna have sex?
I don't know her that well. I gotta go. Bye.
This may be the last Ronald outgoing you hear on 8103. We've shot ourselves in the foot and put that foot in our mouth. Through some fluke, a month or so ago, we acquired distribution lists from the boxes. That is, we could send messages left by you, the caller, to other people with mailboxes on the system. This was never intended so, and it probably got a little bit abused and it used up valuable system time, so it was in the process of being deleted. I went to call 8819 today, and the box was totally gone. I assumed it was in preparation for the distribution list being deleted, and I assumed I was next on that list. So as one final salute to everyone on the system, I made a gigantic distribution list and sent messages to many, many people on the 492 system, many people who are not entertainment boxes at all. We are afraid now that perhaps either John and Lisa, the owner of the system we're on, or Jim, who leases a large bank of boxes on him, will not take it in that vein and may decide that in order to preserve the seriousness and the business operations of the system, our box will have to be destroyed along with other boxes. We hope we have not all caused the downfall of 492. It was certainly never intended to be, and it was just the messages were nothing. It was just a little final farewell and wishing everyone a happy holiday season.
The end must have been quick, for when we managed to wrench the door open, the spikes had done their work. They had pierced right through the skull, so that as the door opened, the body came with it, and he fell to the floor, face turned upwards. There sat the cat, purring loudly as she licked the blood which trickled through the gashed sockets of his eyes. I pushed her away from her ghoulish meal and...
That's that beast again. It's always under my feet. It tried to trip me on the stairs.
Oh, no, I'm sure it didn't.
I'll get rid of that beast once and for all.
Charles! Put down that crowbar!
Get out of my way!
No, Charles!
I say get out of my way! Let go of my arm!
Please, Charles, you're
let go
what
of my
doing.
Arm! Are you going to let go?
Please!
I said let go!
Oh. Why didn't you let me go?
Poor Malcolm. He'd had his total experience, a good deal more total than he'd bargained for. Cozy, wasn't it? You see what I mean about cats? You never can tell.
Hello, remember me? This is the voice of Voice Jail Central, from episode 6. Well, as it turned out, it was not the end of everything. Sledgehammer's box disappeared due to a technical glitch. Johnny Air said the distribution list messages were no big deal. Ha. Ha ha. Well, good night.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 18 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled The Ultimate End of Everything. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by the National Cynical Network and airs Wednesday nights at midnight during Clubmatic Consciousness on 89.7 FM, KFJC. We wish to thank Angel DeMonique for assistance in making this series possible. Email questions or comments to voicejail@yahoo.com. Thanks as always to all voice jailers wherever they are. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.